Jesus is a heartbeat, the blood inside of my veins, the life inside of my
Hello everyone, this is Kino Empowerment Inc. Radio, KEIFM.com, and the program is Kino Key Spirit Soul and Body Series. Merry Christmas everybody, and wishing you a happy and prosperous New Year 2020, and we are just so excited. We are here. We give God the praise. We give God the glory. We have a brand new topic. It's the part two of the part we started with last week. It is as the year comes to an end. And as today is a celebration of the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Excuse me. So we just like to continue from where we ended last week. And let's go ahead and start right away. Father, we just praise you today. We thank you for Jesus. And we thank you for today is the day of the birth of your dear son. And we thank you for sending him to be among us and taking all our sins. And we thank you for all that he did. And we bless you. We give you glory. Today, even as we celebrate his birth, we are asking, Lord, that you guide us, lead us, teach us, and help us have peace today in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. So like I said before, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. So today is the day that we believers have set aside to celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. And how do you celebrate Christmas in your place, in your household? So let us know. Some people, they go ahead and cook their best dishes and eat with families, maybe to neighbors and those who have no need, those who are on the wayside. They distribute their food and their substances to them. While some invite people to their homes and eat with them. So it's different way of celebrating. But I'm not going to talk about that today. I just wanted to encourage ourselves again. Even as we celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, we are gearing on to the end of the year, and we are going to begin a brand new year, 2020. How do we live the life that the love we cherish, the life that represents Him as our Lord and Master Savior? And how do we celebrate today in your living with Christ? So as the Lord will teach us today, we'll be talking about that today in the name of Jesus. Father, we just bless you and we thank you for today. We thank you for all that you are to us. And we thank you, Lord, that you are so good and you are here. You will never leave us. You will never forsake us. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And now we need to be thankful. We need to be thankful. Be thankful to God. Let us be thankful for all that he has done for us. Let us bless him for all that he has blessed us with. Let us appreciate him. Let us celebrate his goodness over our life today. Let us not postpone it today. Appreciate him. Thank him for all that he has done, whether good or bad. You remember that Psalm 34 says, he said, I will bless the Lord at all times, whether good time or bad time. Whether I have money in my pocket or I don't have money in my pocket, at all times. That is the attitude of a believer. We are not believing because we don't, or because we have something in our pocket, or whether we don't have something in our pocket. We just believe because he is our Lord, he's our Savior. So the rest, he will do it. Seeking him first, you see, and his righteousness and other things will be added unto us. So believing him has no relationship in whatever we have or whether we don't have. You see, thankfulness will create an attitude of more blessing. Thankfulness will create a heart of more loving. Thankfulness will create an atmosphere for more giving. You know, when we keep thanking somebody, he wants to keep giving. He realizes that we appreciate him or her. So let us appreciate God for who he is. And let us remember those in various places. Some of our brothers and sisters are in the hospitals. Some are in prisons. Let us, and so on and so forth, and so many other places where they may not be able to have the liberty or freedom that we have today. In your home, they might be here or they might be in abroad. So let us be as though we are in prison with them, as though we are in hospital with them, as though they are in different places they find themselves in. It may be because of their bad choices, it may not be. They find themselves there. But let us be as though we are with them. Excuse me. You see, to increase our thankfulness, just a moment. He said, thankful people can worship wholeheartedly. Thankful people can worship wholeheartedly. You know, gratitude opens our heart to God's peace and enable us to put on love. That is, a gratitude people open their own heart to God's peace and enable them to put on love. So think about that. Why discontented people constantly calculate what is wrong with their lot in life? That they constantly find out the wrong aspect of their life because they are not discontented. They are not contented. So to increase our thankfulness, what we might have to do is to take an inventory of all that we have, including our relationships, including our memories, our abilities, our family, as well as material possessions. Take an inventory. Count all of them. Count your blessing. Name them one by one. You know that hymn. And it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessing. Count your blessing. Name them one by one. You see. So, and begin to see what the Lord has done. So that will help us in our thankfulness. Most times we don't see it, but they are there. They are numerous, even health-wise. Just being healthy enough is a great thing to thank God for. Even if you are not healthy, there's a miracle waiting on your door. But as you begin to thank him and appreciate him, create room for healing, create room for deliverance, and with deliverance, create room for healing. Create room for peace. Before you create room for peace, there has to be a room created for forgiveness. Please, last week I talked more on forgiveness. As forgiving yourself and forgiving others. So I encourage you to check that out first before this today. Forgiveness is so important in our life. It will create room for healing, create room for deliverance, create room for all that God has for us. The alternative is stagnation. The alternative is limitation. The alternative, we are hold bound in cage. We are not able to move forward. So we need to forgive as He has also forgiven us. You know, Colossians chapter 3 talks more about all this. Talks more about all this. We might have to visit Colossians. Let's go over to Colossians. The book of Colossians, chapter 3. Okay. The book of Colossians, chapter 3. Let's go over there. Now, before I just read the Colossians, let me read Ephesians, chapter 4. Okay, then we then transition to the Colossians. Okay, so that works out. Let's read from Ephesians chapter 4, 1. So, they let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking to put away from you. As you begin to live today, as you begin to live towards the end of the year and forward, my advice and encouragement for us is to begin to eradicate bitterness. They are a blockade. They substitute the flow of God's blessing between us and God. It's like a radio transmission that is transmitting its frequency. It could be FM, it could be AM, it could be shortwave. No matter the frequency it's transmitting, but there is a jam that is jamming it, that we are not able to receive it. We are not able to receive this transmission. It has been jammed. It's been intercepted on the way. So we are not able to. So these are the short circuit parameters that short circuit the transmission. We are not able to receive the blessing. We are not able to receive the love. We are not able to receive the peace. We are not able to move forward. So these are the things that short circuit that love, the blessing. Because when you go to the first chapter of Ephesians, when you go to the first verse 3 of that first chapter, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. So you see what the apostle Paul was saying. He said, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." So it's done. It's done.
yet it is being done in the spirit, in the spiritual realm, in our spirit. You know, we consist of spirit, soul, and body. Is this program? But in the spirit, the blessing has been given to us. But they have to flow to the soul where we today we live it. We're able to see it in our natural, in the real. But they are stranded. And the thing that will strand this flow is all these small stuff. Bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking, we talk trash and all that. They just strangle them.
As a child of God, you know,
he's writing to born again believers in Ephesus.
Because
now we have a new
man,
so we need to take on more clothes,
a new way of
life, a new way of character, a new way of living. And he's telling us to put on a new man and remove the old man.
So that
we might what? Bless
him.
Bless us. It's an encouragement. It's just encouraging us. Like the way things are now, this is the way you begin to receive all this blessing that God has promised. This is the way we need to begin to live. Put on the new man. Begin to live like this. Begin to do like that. Talk like that. Act like that. So on and so forth. It's not a force. It's not a condemnation. It's just that we limit ourselves and we are not able to live in the kingdom God has promised us to live.
Okay.
Verse 32 says, and be kind to one another, kingdom hearted, forgiving one another, even as God Christ forgive you.
Forgiving
one another, even as you in Christ forgive you.
And
so many places we can use example of forgiveness. Jesus taught many of that, even in the book of Matthew, and so on and so forth. It's spoke even in Luke chapter 11. It talks about that as well, and so on and so forth. So, my dear brother, my dear sister, as we celebrate today, let's forgive. For Christ's sake, let's forgive. Let's let be. And let's see. Let's put on a new man for today. For the sake of the death and the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ, it's imperative that we begin to live a new life.
Live a life
he wants us to live. Now let's go to Colossians now. Colossians will just be the next chapter.
Okay.
The next time. Excuse me. After Philippians, we get to Colossians.
Okay.
Philippians, then Colossians now. Colossians, we are going to be talking about a couple of Canada way of the new we are born again. We are celebrating the birth. Christmas is being celebrated by both believers and non-believers in all over the world. Mm-hmm. Christmas or not, it's being celebrated.
See?
If you are not born again, you can't move to take the blow of the day. She will receive you. There's no one that will come to him that Jesus will say no. He will not receive. Now at this juncture, I just want to invite you to him right now. I want to encourage you to receive him. It's a day of celebration of his birth. But it's a day for us to give our life to him as well if you have not. So in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, the word of God says that if you confess with your mind the Lord Jesus and demand whoever believes verse 12, for there is no distinction between you and truth. The same Lord over all flesh, all of his for whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whoever calls upon him today will be saved. It not mean that it's word will be applied. What we have not done, it's about you. About the problem, what we need for you, and what the Lord says to come to your life today. Right in front of you, say, Lord Jesus, I believe in my heart, and I confess with my mouth that you are Lord and you are Jesus, and you are dying on the cross. To ask him to know your sin, ask him to shower him with all his blessings. Speak to him as you speak to your natural. Father, you want him to lead you, you want him to speak to you, you want him to reveal himself to you, he will do.
You see,
and welcome to the family of God right now.
Jesus.
Father, we just want to thank you today. We thank you for all that you have done for our brother.
So now that you have done it, then, I just want to encourage you that you are now at the beginning of Christian living.
Please enter,
read your Bible,
just praying and being with believers, fellowshipping with believers, giving thanks to God. Let us not forsake. I want to speak to believers now. Now we can now come to Ephesians. Now that we are now speaking to both believers, I can now talk freely, because the book of Colossians was written to believers in Colossae. So we can now talk freely. Okay?
I hope this is fair, because
so now we are now believers. Okay, so now that we are born again, so we have to remove the old man. We have to put in a new character, the character of the new man. The character of the new man was something we need to continue to live by.
Okay,
let me read from chapter 3, from verse 1. He said, if then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind above, not on earth. When you die, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. What if you die, and our Christ is hidden with Christ in God? Who will also appear with glory.
How do we set
our mind on things above and not on things on earth and not on spending?
Excuse
me. We have to explain it on verse 5 down. So he said, I'll put to death your members,
which are
fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, covetousness, which is idolatry.
Now,
all these are individual character.
Yes, but fornication, uncleanness, passion,
evil desires,
and
covetousness, which is idolatry. You know, evil desire, people consider all they think about. We want to do is just to make money, and he has no reference.
He has no
reference with God.
He has no intent with God.
All that he is,
he has to kill somebody, or has to ride over somebody,
or he has to kill. But he just want to make money.
You see, what is idolatry?
It's an idol. It has become an idol. It has become a god. This shouldn't be.
The money is good, but
it is the laws.
The money is good.
You see? So we are celebrating in various forms now with money.
We use money to buy food,
maybe a gift.
Gift? You need to give a gift to
your brother, your sister, your wife, your husband, your person, your girl. With money, we realize that if you don't have money, and it's another story. You find stress setting, begin to feel stress, begin to feel anxiety. of the disobedience, people who have not given their lives to God, people who have said, no, I will not do that. But we received Christ some few minutes ago. There are some people who will be hiding their heart and say, no, I will not do this, I will not do that. Who are you, this and that? We need to rationalize the prayer, rationalize what we are doing, talking. We just give ourselves to the spirit of disobedience. He said the wrath of God, that is the judgment of God, the punishment of God, all these things about him is coming upon the sons of the disobedience, in which you yourself once walked when you live in them. We once not walked with them. For our brothers and sisters just received Christ not too long ago. So in which some few minutes before then, in which you once walked when you lived in them. But now, verse 8, but now you yourself are to put off all this. That's in character now. Okay? That's a way of life, a living. But now in character. Anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, sinful language. You know, there are some people, all that comes from their mouth is just filthy. It will not bless anybody. It's either complaining or just criticism, outright criticism. 24/7 is all criticism. Defy the weather, defy even the water, even the food, even everything is all criticism. All criticism. I used to not listen like that. It was just so stressful for me. I just told him, I said, if you are going to live a life of just everything that you see, you have to criticize. I'm not your friend. Yeah. I have to tell you straight. Everything is just criticism. I know sometimes you can't have a life where no, you will not be able to sit and say where you say where, for the sake of making it better. Let's talk about this. But it's only from everything.
Yes.
Nothing is ever good. No. Zero.
So,
filthy language is cursing,
backbiting,
gossiping,
saying all kinds of
stupid stuff. This does not bless anybody.
It's a malice.
Wishing bad for other people, anger, wrath, and so on and so forth. Out of your mouth, out of your mouth. Then verse 9 says, do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds and have put on the new man. You see, that is lying to one another.
So there are some people who
ask the truth when he teaches you, when he shows you it's the other side. It's never true.
It's all lying. Everything is lying.
And you want you to believe is lie.
Huh? How can we live like that?
No one wants us to continue to live like that. Especially as a born again, a child of his. One of the things he hates is lying. He hates it.
See? So, like
okay. own mind to exist in our realm. He said in verse 9, he said, do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge.
So our new man, that is in the spirit part of us. So when I put on the new one, who's new in knowledge? So according to the image of him who created him, where there's
neither Greek nor Jew,
circumcised nor uncircumcised,
barbarian, Scythian,
slave nor free, but Christ.
If
you are not a Jew, you are not a Jew.
If you are not free, you are not free.
Yeah, because Christ
is all and in all.
Now, therefore, I said, therefore, as the elect of God,
holy and beloved, put on tender mercy, meekness, long suffering,
bearing with one another.
So you must do.
This forgiveness has also crept up here again. We saw it in
Ephesians. We saw it there.
And now it has come up again.
Ephesians
4:22. In Colossians.
Now,
above all new things, put on love, which is
the bond of perfection.
And so the love will bind all these character traits together.
We bind all of them together. They are able to now work in unison. They are able to fellowship together and able to unite themselves together to perfection.
So if the love is not there,
realize that even if you offer meekness, you understand?
You try to be meek, but people see that you are not really, it's not genuine because the love is not there.
And
you try to forgive. People see that this your forgiveness is kind of
strange. Because the love is not there. You try to put on
kindness, humility, you discover that this humility, there is something like a selfish one. But why? Because the love is not there.
You try to give.
You're like, you're giving this.
Why? Because the love is not there. You try to give somebody a gift,
a looks at you. Do I accept this gift or not? Why? Because the love is not there. That is why the love is so important. You say, we say, but above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection.
So, sprinkling this love God's character trait in perfection to whom we are rendering those services to ourselves, to our family, to our loved ones, to our enemies, to our neighbors, begin to see a perfection, begin to see the force, because love is a force that sets all these things going. If there is no love, which sets them going, they are not able to move, they are not able to receive it, even like you are, even like they are being forced. Realize sometimes when you give something out of your love, people just like, wow, this, even if it is trash, they will appreciate it, they will love it, they will see the heart you are bringing it from, because there is love in it. You yourself have blessed it, you love it. You yourself don't love it, you don't like it, and you are giving it to others. They are most likely not going to like it as well. It's a bond of perfection. And verse 14 says, and let the peace of God rule in your heart, to which also you were called in one body. And be thankful. I remember I said this at the beginning. So a thankful heart creates room for more. Creates room for God to come in. A thankful heart is a grateful heart.
Grateful to God. Grateful to all that have
grateful to everyone that has been there, whether they love you or they don't love you. Grateful to everyone. And I'm saying, I say, let the word of God of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. Thanking Him in your heart. Singing psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, with melody and in your heart. It's so essential of learning to learn all the time. Very important. I can't stress it enough. Meditation in the Word of God, meditation in psalms, meditation in hymns, meditation in all kinds of spiritual songs, singing in our heart
to the Lord. It's good.
And 17 says, and whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord. So subscribe, give thanks to God, the Father.
So today, as we celebrate the birth of His dear Son, so
we need to do it all in the name of the Lord. And as we do it,
we have to
forgive, we have to love, we have to get rid of offense. Luke 17, verse 1 says, offense will come, so we have to get rid of it. Just refuse
to be offended, refuse to accept it,
refuse to count it as nothing,
just ignore it. Or just tell Him, you offended me, and let's settle it and forgive. I move on.
Excuse me. I mean, what I'm saying is that refuse to be offended.
Okay? Refuse to be offended. And the Lord will tell you how to deal with that offense, but then allow it to be a stronghold, a part of a weight. You know, Hebrews chapter 12 says, we have to lay aside every weight that easily beset us. So let it not be a part of the weight that we have to get rid of. Okay? So let's get rid of all these kind of things and be filled with the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. And let's seek the face of God. Let's seek his face. And the peace of God is more important than anything else. The peace of God is more important than anything else. That is, doing all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ means bringing honor to Christ in every aspect and activity of our daily life. Now, as a Christian, we represent Christ at all times. That is, today, in our going out, in our eating, in our fellowshipping, with our family, with our neighbors, our friends, family. So we need to represent Christ in all that we do, in the way we talk, in the way we give, in the way we love, in the way we drink. You are representing who? You are representing Christ. Will Christ do this? Will Christ eat this? Will Christ talk about this? Will the Christ drink this? Will the Christ live this way? You are representing him. I am also representing him. Wherever you go, and whatever you say, what impression do people have of Christ? What impression would they have of Christ? Are you bringing good name to him? Or this repute to him? Is it a bad name or a good name? What impression do people have of Christ when they see and when they talk with you and when they talk with me? What impression would they have of Christ? May you have represented him the best way? I mean, I'm trying to say, have you represented him the best way he will want to be represented? And what changes can we do if we have not to bring the kind of representation that he so desires in our life to him? To honor Christ is the best thing. To honor him is the best. Honor him today as we go about in our various fellowship. Honor him today in our going out, in our coming in our lying down, in our rising up. Honor him today as we fellowship in our brothers, in our sisters. In the name of Jesus. Now, for the few minutes that is left, I just wanted to us to pray. Okay. Just wanted us to pray. Okay. Father, we just thank you for your word today. We thank you for all that you have done in our lives. We thank you for the knowledge and you help us to be doers of your word. Help us to represent you, Lord, in everything else. And want us to represent you. Thank you.
Many times we don't know. Many times we don't even believe who we are. Sometimes we feel not verified.
Do you
see your heartbeat?
Do you see
your love?
Do you see
your presence? Some of us still want to see you. Do you see you, O God? And we have to clear the relation to you. We are not going to walk as the sons of disobedience. We walk with people who desire to walk. Help us walk in the way you want us to walk, like people. Help us love one another. Help us love in our heart. Create a new heart in us, a clean heart. Help us have a prayer. In the way we love people, a clean heart, in the way we have a clean heart, in the way we have
time moving, a clean heart in our moving, a clean heart in the way we have a relationship with our brothers and sisters.
Oh, yeah. This is not okay.
Who is the Lord?
In the name of Jesus.
Help us, O God, that we are able to please you, O God.
In our name, Jesus.
Thank you for your protection today. Thank you for your love today. Thank you, Lord, that you made us. You have blessed us. You have protected us. You have provided for us. You have helped us in every area of our lives. In our going out, in our coming in, in our lying down, in our lying up.
In the dream, you have blessed us, you have protected us, you have healed us, you have delivered us,
you have made us
your child, and you have
translated us
from the kingdom of
darkness into the kingdom of your dear Son,
Jesus.
Yes.
In you, we have redemption.
In you, we have forgiveness. Today, to celebrate the birth of your son, Lord. Thank you for the love of the Lord. Thank you for us. Thank you upon the Holy Spirit that dwells with us in every area of our life. In our career, in our bedroom, in our family, in our household, in our work,
in our schools,
in our children, our youth, in the family, in the community. Help us to know that we become a channel to reach out to them.
Hands, to be your feet, to be your mouth,
to be an outstretched hand that you are using to reach us to these people,
to the nations, to the countries, to the governments,
all kinds of places. We bless the Father, protect our Lord, and our Lord, and Jesus. Happy birthday, Jesus. Happy birthday.
Our times run out. God bless you, and as you celebrate this day, know that God bless. See you next time. In the name of Jesus. Amen.